Welcome back to Jackson Share Sports Radio. It's been a while, but I'm back on another episode featuring Army Football Director of Player Personnel, Austin Leak. Austin joined Army Football in July of 2023. And for those of you that don't know, the Army football team finished last season with a 6-6 record with some notable wins against number 25 Air Force and the Navy. So that said, Austin, welcome to Jackson Share Sports Radio, and I look forward to a great show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jackson. I look forward to it, too.
Awesome. So, first, Austin, describe to me what's taken place in your career so far. Like, what are some of the highlights? What are some of the things that you've loved?
Oh, man, this is a roller coaster. So, after graduating college, I became a teacher and a coach at Bowling Green High School in 2015. Always loved playing sports growing up. You know, played three sports. You know, every year round. So I wanted to stay in it, wanted to coach. So I spent 6 years at Bowling Green High School. Wow. And while I was there, I was a middle school head football coach. I was a JV head football coach. I was a varsity assistant coach. And I was a varsity offensive coordinator. And then my alma mater, Mark Twain High School, called and offered me the head coaching job there. So went back home and was the head coach. Had an awesome year, man. It was probably the most fun year of my life. Won 10 games there, and you know,
I saw
family and friends at all the games, man. It was,
I saw it was the second winningest season in that school's history. Correct? Is that right?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I was very fortunate. I had some really good kids, some good seniors. So it was awesome. Great memories, man. And from there, I mean, I could have stayed there 30 years and loved it. Like, zero complaints at all about that place. But my whole life, I wanted to get into college football.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'd applied for dozens, if not hundreds of jobs, you know, while being a teacher and coach. And you don't really hear much back as a high school coach whenever you apply for those jobs. So I was actually able to make a connection with a coach named Hayden Hawk, who was the offensive coordinator at Henderson State University, a very good D2 program.
Yeah.
And we hit it off, you know, just chatting. And I'd mentioned to him, you know, I'd always wanted to get into college football. And he told me, you know, if something ever came open, he'd keep me in mind. Well, about 2 or 3 weeks after that conversation, in July, he said he had a tight end job open at Henderson State and asked if I wanted it. So, you know, went from being a head coach, you know, teaching with a master's degree to taking, you know, a restricted earnings type tight ends job, making a few hundred bucks a month. So it was a tough adjustment. You know, I accepted that, and it was a fun time. So I was tight ends coach at Henderson State University. Did that for 8 months. Great year. Went 8-3. Had a tight end who was, you know, all conference, all area. He was awesome.
That's amazing.
Had a great time with it. But after that year, I realized, you know, at 30 years old, I got a little bit of a late start in the college football world as far as coaching goes, because that's a ladder it's pretty tough to climb, especially if you don't start early. So I'd always been into, you know, scouting, recruiting. You know, I'm big into roster building and just trying to create the best team possible. So I noticed that player personnel and scouting was really, you know, expanding nationwide. You know, I noticed that there were tons of directors of player personnel out there in the FBS ranks who were in their 20s, you know, or low 30s. So I said, you know, that's a path I would enjoy, and it's one that's realistic and, you know, one that would give me a shot to climb the ranks. And so from Henderson State, I saw Eastern Illinois posted they were looking for interns for personnel scouting recruiting, and I reached out, and they're like, yeah, well, you're a little more qualified than what we were looking for, you know, at this point in your career. And so we worked out that I'd be called the director of player personnel, and I did that for even less money than I did the Henderson State one for. So I actually took out 7 years of my teacher retirement, kind of just rolled the dice on myself. There's no going back. You know, once you take it out, I'd have to restart the retirement over if I ever went back to teaching. So rolled the dice on myself, lived as cheap as I could for 5-6 months there at Eastern Illinois, and loved it. It was a great place, great people, and was fortunate enough to get an interview with Army, and it all kind of panned out for me. So a little more stability here in this job, that's for sure.
I mean,
but it's been a hell of a ride, and very fortunate and blessed that it's worked out for me. So,
I mean, what a story, you know, taking sort of a, I guess, pay degrade, to, you know, pursue something that you love, you know, and, you know, ultimately end up as a college football coach, you know, and that's amazing. You know, it's the sacrifices you make. I mean, very eye opening. So I love hearing that as a young podcaster. So I guess if you could give me a brief description of, you know, your current job description at Army Football. Obviously, you're the director of football player personnel, but for viewers and listeners that may not know what that means, could you briefly describe what those responsibilities are?
Sure. Yeah. So a big part of it is managing our database, our ARMS database. Kind of keeps all the information about all of our prospects within there. So I try to make sure that's up to date at all times. And then our big board, you know, that's, we break that thing down once a week, talk about who's, you know, who's who at each position, who we want. So I manage that. I create that, kind of try to lead the discussion on that. Do a little scouting as well for the program, try to bring guys, put them in front prospects and put them in front of our coaches, that I like. So, you know, there's a lot of different things. You know, I'm going to help run our football camps, our pro days, our NFL liaison. So anytime the scouts in town, you know, to see us, I talk with them and present info on our current players.
Right.
There's a bunch of different things, but the main, you know, responsibility of it, I would say, is roster building, and just organizing, you know, our recruiting process and just making things as clean as possible where we understand what we're looking for. From a player and, you know, what we need positionally at certain positions. So roster building and scouting, I would say, are the two biggest things.
Man, that's pretty cool. Great. I love hearing that. And when you describe yourself as an NFL liaison, like, what exactly does that mean? I know, like, you know, relationships between organizations is kind of the definition of that. But how would you describe the relationship Army Football has with the NFL?
Sure, yeah. So these scouts from all these NFL teams come. I think we had some like 25 of them stop by this year.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, it's broken down into the areas for the NFL. You have a Northeast scout, you'll have, you know, a Southwest scout, whatever. There's several different areas. So the Northeast scouts for each organization are who I deal with. And they'll stop by, they'll reach out and they'll come by and they'll just want to hear about, you know, who we have as senior prospects and, you know, rising junior prospects. And, you know, I discuss them. We talk about, you know, what their best attributes are, you know, how they are as a person, and just kind of host them for the day while they're there. So that's really what I do with liaison. And then the pro day, you know, I set the time on it, the day, and then reach out to all these NFL scouts and make sure they're aware of when we're doing it and who's participating and all those different things. So just really being the main point of communication to NFL scouts is what it is.
Yeah, that sounds like a great job and something that I definitely would want to do when I'm older. When exactly is Army's pro day? Because I haven't seen an announcement yet. There probably has been one, but
yeah. So it's March 19th at 1:30 p.m. in our fully indoor complex.
That's amazing. That's
yes, sir.
That's pretty cool, man. Is do you guys know exactly which teams will be attending or?
Not exactly all of them.
Right.
You know, I've got confirmation that the Jets and the Panthers are Commanders, but I mean, there'll be a bunch more. Those are just the ones that I've got for sure confirmation on at this point.
I mean, that's still something that's pretty cool. And I'm sure there's more to come as the date approaches. So that's great. And I saw that on your LinkedIn post, like I mentioned before the interview, that you flew out to the combine in Indy. Like what was that like? I've never been, so. Yeah. That's a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, it was neat. So I was very fortunate. Army was willing to let me do that. But, you know, I just heard from other people in the personnel industry, like, hey, this is a great place to go. Just, you know, see the inner workings of the combine, meet other personnel, people and scouts and, you know, potentially NFL scouts. The biggest thing for me, I was able to see a few NFL scouts and, you know, talk to them about our pro day and who we have and, you know, convince a few of them to stop by at our pro day. That was great. But really another thing, you know, as someone who does some of the scouting for our program, it was, it's nice to be able to watch those athletes in person up close, kind of, you know, reset your eyes on what you're looking for. Obviously, we're not just, you know, going to get dozens and dozens of NFL guys, but,
right,
you know, just seeing how they move, you know, just things like that. It was great to see and be around, but really neat experience. I'll definitely do it again.
Yeah, I mean, one that I want to do, you know, definitely on my bucket list. When I'm out of high school, we'll definitely try to get there, make an effort to get there. What were some of your big surprises, I guess, of the combine, if any? I mean, I saw Xavier Worthy run the 4.21 on Instagram. I saw that come up. I was like, holy, that man is fast.
Yep. No, I unfortunately, you know, I landed back here on Saturday afternoon, and he ran it right around the time I landed, or shortly after I landed. So I had two or three text messages asking if I saw that record 7.40, but I just missed it, unfortunately. Came back a day early. As far as best performances go, man, you know, individually, you know, the Texas D tackle being 366 pounds running a 5.1 was pretty awesome to see.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, everyone was so impressive. I wouldn't say anyone in particular, you know, necessarily stood out to me, but just the groups in total, watching them go through the drills was neat to see. And just, you know, certain things you want to pick up on scouting, you know, being able to watch them and see the way they do things, the way they move, the way they run was the biggest thing I took away.
Yeah. I mean, the level of intensity, I guess, from the NFL, I guess, from the college football standpoint to the NFL, and seeing how these guys compete on a professional scale or professional level is, I mean, it's pretty cool. There's definitely a difference, I will say, between college and NFL, but that, you know, it's a good thing. There's always room for growing. So, I guess with your job at Army right now, if you could take me through your daily routine, what you do first, second, and third, you know, what's your schedule looking like?
Yeah. So it's kind of a bit random, depending on what we need for that week. But first thing, you know, I show up in the morning around 8 o'clock, and we've got our staff meeting at 8:30. At that staff meeting, we kind of go through everything pertinent throughout the entire organization, you know, and usually with recruiting or personnel, we'll have something we talk about each day. You know, once a week, we'll break down the big board. But after that staff meeting, we'll then get together as a recruiting staff, decide kind of the hot button issues, what we need to be preparing for in the short term. You know, we discuss that, and then we break, and then we get to work for the day. You know, I like to, what I do at this point of the year is different than what I do in the fall. But right now what I'm doing is, you know, I'm checking our coaches' pipelines, checking out the evals that they're doing on kids. You know, if a player gets through the pipeline, they're ready to be offered. I make sure to get a graphic from our creative director, and, you know, I shoot that graphic over to them as basically an alert, like, hey, you know, this guy, Johnny, has been through the pipeline. He's good to go, ready to be offered. So I'm just making sure right now that any of the prospects that get through our pipeline don't fall through the cracks and not get offered. So right now that's what I'm doing. You know, then I was creating a phase sheet this afternoon for our junior day coming up this Saturday. So basically all pertinent information on the prospects coming Saturday, you know, I'm putting that on a sheet. I'm putting a picture, you know, of those prospects on there so that our coaches, you know, you watch these guys film, and a lot of times you don't know exactly what they look like. So trying to find pictures of these guys, get them on this prospect sheet so that our staff's prepared for Saturday and, you know, can easily recognize everyone. So that's kind of what I did today. And then we had practice at 5 o'clock. We had a couple other college coaches who actually just wanted to stop by today and check out our practice and how we do things. So, you know, kind of like I'm the NFL liaison, I'm also the high school and college coach liaison. So, you know, made sure we had their credentials ready, hung out with them, you know, kind of showed them around, chatted with them at practice. So that's how today went. And that's how a lot of it's been here recently. But, you know, every day is different.
Really, really cool experience. And even having some college coaches drop in could definitely – I definitely see myself trying to do this job eventually. And my last question about this is, to end things off, you know, what's your message of inspiration to the world, folks like myself, folks who are listening to this and looking to obtain a job in the sports industry? So, like, what would you say the necessary requirements for succeeding at the level you're succeeding at What are some of those requirements?
Yeah, so I get this, you know, a lot of people ask me this question, and my biggest thing is you've got to put in the work, you know, whether that's doing it for free if you can, or interning for a small amount of money, just do the work, do it the best you can, treat people the right way. Sometimes, you know, there'll be points in your career where you need to take two steps back, or one step back to take two steps forward. So never be afraid to, you know, take a step back if you know that in the long run, it's going to help you. But the biggest thing is just put in work, treat people right, and have faith in your dream. You know, if you got a dream, pursue it, and don't let anyone tell you, you know, anything otherwise.
Love it. Words of wisdom, Austin. I really appreciate you joining me, man. I definitely want to keep in touch. Just as the season approaches, as everything approaches, let me know how it's the junior day, right? This Saturday. And then,
yep, junior day this Saturday, yep.
And then the pro day.
NFL pro day coming up.
That's, yep, that's super exciting, man. So I will definitely be following the Army football, Instagram page and all that stuff. So I appreciate you for joining me. And let's talk soon.
Yeah, sounds great, Jackson. Thanks for reaching out, man. Hey, go Army, beat Navy.
Let's go, man. Let's go. Appreciate you.
Right.
Have a good one.
Yeah, see you later, man.
See ya. Bye-bye. That was Austin Leak, who is the director of player personnel at Army. And it's a great interview. You know, I had a great time, chill guy, really has a lot of things to say, a lot of great things to say. And most importantly, an amazing background, amazing achievements, amazing goals. And he set out to pretty much be a college coach one way or another. And the sacrifices that he took are amazing to get to the point that he's at. So that's going to cap this episode off on Jackson Share Sports Radio. I appreciate you guys for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace out.